Hello, and welcome to season 4 of the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here, your sparkly soul sister, and this podcast is all about giving you practical and magical tools to manifest and live your best frickin' life. It's time to gain more energy, more confidence, and have strategies to flow through life's ups and downs, because we all know that it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Let's unlock your own power to show up with unwavering authenticity, radiant magnetism, and a little bit of magic. Thank you for pushing play. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here. I am so grateful for you listening, and I hope that you get something out of today, because we definitely go through times in our life where life just kind of sucks. It's not going our way. We feel really uncomfortable, like in our life, in our body, in our mind, and it just kind of sucks. And it's like that in between of like, I don't know, like a shift or a transition, and we all go through them. And I am definitely going through one right now. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, please go back and listen to episode 1 of season 4. It will give you more of details, but I am going through a breakup at the moment, and life kind of sucks right now, to be honest. And I'm saying this with a little bit of jest, and like, I'm okay. I'm definitely okay, but I definitely feel uncomfortable. I feel like I am, like I said in the other episode, like I'm kind of shedding something to be able to grow something new. And I'm excited about that new thing, and I'm excited about the future. But like right now, life just kind of sucks. And I really feel like it's right before I get to my next big manifestation or something, a breakthrough will happen. I tend to go through this kind of like icky, feeling uncomfortable, like space. And I've definitely been through all of the emotions, definitely feeling a little bit meh. I've gone through a lot of like self-doubt and thinking like no one knows what I'm going through. No one gets me. No one's there for me. I'm like feeling all the feels. Like, what am I doing with my life? What I should be doing more. I can't believe I've wasted time. I can't believe I've done this. I can't believe I didn't do this sooner. Like all of the things. And I'm going to give you like 5 things that I have done in the last kind of 6 months in order to help me shift through this kind of like uncomfortableness. And I hope that you can relate. And obviously I'm talking about it through a perspective of a breakup, but there's so many other things that we go through this uncomfortable thing with, right? So if you've just moved, or there's family stuff or friend stuff or like kid stuff, like there's definitely transitions in our life. And I do not want to come onto this podcast and only be like, yes, of course, I love this. I love life and all of that. But I still feel like I'm living my best life because I'm like embracing this uncomfortableness, and I know that something big is about to come, and I'm super excited. Okay, so here's 5 things on what I kind of did in the last little bit to help me move through this energy. And am I through it 100%? Absolutely not. But this has definitely helped, and I'm hoping that it can help you as well. Okay, so 1, long-term goals off the table for me. I feel like maybe I'm a little bit in survival mode. So I do have these long-term goals of like for my business and my life and travel and all of that. But I could almost not see through like the next moment or the next day. So I just put those on the back burner, or I just push pause, like coming back to you. But right now, I just need to live in the moment, live in the present. And if you know me, I freaking love goals. Like I love long-term goals. I love manifesting. I love bringing things into my life. I'm really freaking good at it. But I just needed like a break from all those like long-term things. Like right now, I'm trying to manifest bringing in like apartment that I can own, like my first apartment. And it's like, I was like in the doing and the action and all that of doing it. And then it just became very overwhelming. So it's like, just push pause. Me waiting a couple months is not going to like destroy everything. So let's just push pause. So long-term goals were just put on the back burner for now. So that's 1, no longer term goals. 2 was I needed to give myself time. And again, if you know me, I love being productive. I love smashing goals. I love like being in life and stuff. But I just needed my time to like grieve, to cry, to be numb, to be uncomfortable. And this made me feel really, really guilty inside. And it brought up a lot of stories of like, oh, I should be doing more. Just fucking snap out of it, Tiffany. Like, just keep going. And then once I realized I can't just snap out of this, it's not just a little like, oh, someone yelled at me in a parking lot. It was like ending a 3.5 year relationship. It has been so much more. So I'm giving myself time. And this really just brought a huge like sense of relief to me, to be honest, because I was like, okay, well, you can have a week to get over this. And I was like, whoa, it's going to take way more than a week. And then, so I kind of gave myself, like a time frame, like another, like a month to kind of move through this energy. And of course, if I'm not through it by the end of the month, I'm not going to like beat myself up. But I do think giving the universe some time frame does help you be like, okay, well, I really want, I'll give myself time. I will stop the long-term goals. I will really go inwards, all of that, but only for a month. And I feel like that really works for me, like giving me a time frame. And maybe your time frame is 2 weeks or maybe 3 months, like whatever it is for you. But I feel like giving myself a time frame, because I was just like, oh, I should get over it. I should just go back into my business. I just do this. And I just was resisting it so much. So giving me a time frame, just allowed me to relax and be like, you're doing a good job, Tiffany. You don't need to do all this stuff. And of course, you're going to come back into like your old self, but just give yourself a break right now. So give yourself a break, but maybe put a little time stamp on it, a month, 2 weeks, whatever works for you, in order to be able to like work with the universe on like healing in that time. And of course, I feel like going through a breakup is going to take a lot longer than just like, you know, a month. But I feel like getting through this huge uncomfortableness, I feel like that is what I kind of want to move through in the next little bit. But yes, even doing that podcast yesterday, or I recorded it yesterday, like the first episode of season 4 was just so good on like getting things off my chest and like sharing it, because I feel like I was like holding it in. So that was really good. Okay, so number one is no long-term goals. Number two is giving yourself time. Number three is like not resisting it. I would legit lay in bed and be crying, and I'd be like, okay, well, just suck it up, go for a walk. You're gonna be doing stuff, go to the gym, go to this, do this, go hang out with friends. And I would just get even more like sad. And I was like, okay, I'm resisting this feeling right now. I'm resisting feeling sad. And the more we resist, it persists. So of course, I was getting even sadder and even more in a slump. So I just stopped resisting it. If I needed to cry, I would cry. And believe me, there was some like gross crying happening in the last couple months. But I felt like if I didn't do that, then I would hold it on and would become back so much bigger. So just say if I got triggered by something and I try to hold it in, I feel like it would make my body feel really weird, first of all, and it would just come out like 10 times as much maybe that night or the next time I was triggered. And I didn't want that. I wanted to kind of, when things came up, let them go. And of course, things came up in places like the grocery store or, you know, in public places or at work. And I tried not to freaking cry my eyes out at these places. So what I did, if I was like in one of these like real world situations, I would like bank it. But then when I would be by myself, maybe later that night, I would try to like not re-trigger myself, but remember why I was sad in order to let it go. Because I do think I don't want people just having like not panic attacks, just crying attacks like everywhere and just like blaming it on, like, I can't resist this right now. It's like, you have to also live in the world. So yeah, the more I was resisting the sadness and everything, the more that it was actually like, yeah, amplifying. So I would just allow myself to cry. And if that was for like 5 minutes, it was 5 minutes. If it was for like 20 minutes, it was for a whole day, it was for a whole day. And that was such a huge game changer for me in order to kind of release stuff, because it was coming up, all these triggers or all these memories or all these things were coming up for a reason. And it wasn't to stay in my body, it wanted to get out. So I needed to give it some time and space to do that. And was it uncomfortable? Yeah, it was. Was it what I wanted to do? Absolutely not, but it's what I needed to do. Okay, so number four is reframing this whole uncomfortable time. And once I did this, it was a lot easier for me. To be honest, though, when I was in like the thick of it, it was really hard for me to reframe. Again, you can't resist it. You got to be with it. You got to let it happen. But, you know, as you get a little bit better, reframing it as seeing is kind of like a good thing, or like a release, or this time in your life where you're going to look back and be like, wow, I fucking got through that. Or, oh, this is leading me to here. So once I kind of realized that this is just a stage, it's not going to be the rest of my life, where at one point I was like, am I going to be like this forever? And once I realized that it wasn't, I really tried to reframe my mindset in order to see this as an opportunity. And it has been. I have definitely gone so much more inward. I have found out like who I am, and seeing this as like a good time. Well, it's not like a good time, but a time for me to grow. And I think we do grow mostly from these down times, uncomfortable times. And this is where the real growth happens. So of course, some days, again, I don't like to reframe it this way. I'm like, freaking, I'm having a bad day. But and like overall, even the last little reflection of these last 6 months, it has been one of like, okay, I see what's happening. I need to shed this old layer. I need to level up, and it's going to be uncomfortable. So let's do it. Let's be uncomfortable. Okay. My last one is a question. So number 5 is a question, and it's a little bit about the reframing, but does it like really suck? Does life kind of suck right now? And this is all about coming into gratitude. And obviously, there are parts of my life, like in my relationship, me feeling lonely, me feeling a little bit down and sad, of course, if that does suck. But there are so many other areas of my life that doesn't suck. Like, I have the most amazing friends. I have an amazing job. I've manifested this beautiful place to live in. I get to live in the Gold Coast. Like, I could go on and on. And that just helps me like come back into like just perspective of like, it's not that bad. Again, at the heart of it, I would not have been able to really see that positivity. But as I've started to come out of it, it is easier to see that. And I get to still live this life. I get to be here. And we do only live once. So it is important for me to kind of always reflect on, does it really suck? And like, what's not sucking right now? All right, let me just kind of review these 5 things that I've done. And you can take a little bit, you can use, lose, or adapt into your life, like, or not do any of these things at all, or save this episode for when you're going through a really shit time and come back to it. So my first one was I took long-term goals off the front burner and I put them on the back burner. It was like, it's time to survive, not thrive right now. I really need to just go day to day and get my survival back onto par. And of course, I'm going to come back for them, but just not right now. That took a lot of pressure off me. Another thing, number 2, that took a lot of pressure was give myself time, and with a time frame to be able to go through this, and just realizing it does take time to get through this. I can't just like, you know, just meditate and it will be like over. It needs to have time. Number 3, in that time, not resisting whatever comes up. What's coming up is coming up for a reason. It's coming up to let go. It's coming up to like free you. It's coming up to feel better. And the more that you resist it, the more you're going to feel uncomfortable, the more you're going to feel like it sucks, the more it's going to feel like shit. So the more you can just let it happen and let it flow through you is key. Number 4 is like reframing and seeing is as almost like a good thing, or a time of growth, or like a time for you to like find yourself again. Reframing this time as being like really negative, it could be positive. And the last one is like, does it really suck? What parts of your life aren't sucking right now? And even if you are going through like a doozy of a time, like your finances, your family, your friends, your partner, your pets, your kids, like everything is shit, I'm sure there's something deep down that really like lights up your soul and you are grateful for. Yeah, that's really important. So this is my tips on how to get through life when it just kind of freaking sucks. And I think it's important to talk about this kind of stuff. And again, you could go through like different times at different intensities. So hopefully this might help. Obviously, if you are really struggling, please seek out professional advice. That is so key. If you are like down, 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 and you've given yourself a time frame, but you just keep going and you get really depressed and you get really down, please seek out medical attention. It is so key because you do not want to stay in that too long. And there are people that can help you out of it. So I think that is key as well. I just want to give that note. But if you like this episode, or if you have any ideas for any other episodes around this stuff, or in general, please let me know. If you like it, please subscribe, like, or review. And I hope you have a beautiful, sparkly day.